C.H. Spurgeon's Autobiography, The Early Years, 1834 to 1859, by C.H. Spurgeon. Chapter 1. Childhood at Stambourne. A drawing of the old manse at Stambourne has far more charms for me than for any of my readers, but I hope that their generous kindness to the writer will cause them to be interested in it. Here my venerable grandfather lived for more than 50 years, and reared his rather numerous family. In its earlier days it must have been a very remarkable abode for a dissenting teacher, a clear evidence that either he had an estate of his own, or that those about him had large hearts and pockets. It was in all respects a gentleman's mansion of the olden times. The house has been supplanted by one which, I doubt not, is most acceptable to the excellent minister who occupies it, but to me it can never be one half so dear as the revered old home in which I spent some of my earliest years. It is true the old parsonage had developed devotional tendencies, and seemed inclined to prostrate its venerable form, and therefore it might have fallen down of itself if it had not been removed by the builder. But somehow I wish it had kept up for ever and ever. I could have cried, "Builders, spare that home! Touch not a single tile or bit of plaster!" But its hour was come, and so the earthly house was happily dissolved, to be succeeded by a more enduring fabric. It was a very noble parsonage, with its 8 windows in front, although at least 3, and I think 4 of these were plastered up and painted black, and then marked out in lines to imitate glass. They were not such very bad counterfeits, or the photograph would betray this. Some of us can remember the window tacks, which seemed to regard light as a Latin commodity, lux, and therefore a luxury, and as such to be taxed. So much was paid on each aperture for the admission of light, but the minister's small income forced economy upon him, and so room after room of the manse was left in darkness, to be regarded by my childish mind with reverent awe. Over other windows were put up boards marked Dairy or Cheese Room, because by being labelled with these names they would escape the tribute. What a queer mind must his have been who first invented taxing the light of the sun. It was no doubt meant to be a fair way of estimating the size of a house and thus getting at the wealth of the inhabitant, but incidentally it led occupiers of large houses to shut out the light for which they were too poor to pay. Let us enter by the front door. We step into a spacious hall, innocent of carpet. There is a great fireplace, and over it a painting of David and the Philistines, and giant Goliath. The hall floor was of brick and carefully sprinkled with fresh sand. We see this in the country still, but not often in the minister's house. In the hall stood the child's rocking horse. It was a grey horse, and could be ridden astride or side-saddle. When I visited Stambourne in the year 1889, a man claimed to have rocked me upon it. I remembered the horse, but not the man. So sadly do we forget the better and remember the baser.